your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I'm going to need to put another drop of bliss on. We're better off now than 4 years ago? That's unbelievable. Not anywhere I know of. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com, and we're broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, twice daily. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. And there's some articles on the website. You may want to check them out about survival and so forth, things that you might want to know about. Converging threats. Confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And today's class is about the good old days. Who did what and when back then? And we're going to name some names. We've got a full schedule this week for the balance of the week. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, he's our senior USAPrepares.com instructor, biophysicist. He's going to be up in about a minute. This afternoon, Dr. Norman Shealy. High blood pressure. We're going to talk about it and describe the causes and simple treatments. And we're going to answer your medical questions, take your calls. Tomorrow, water distillation. How to build it with Glenn Meter. And then tomorrow afternoon, I'm interviewed, as we do on Friday. Gary Williams is going to interview me. He's going to ask me my questions about survival. Meet up Friday night, Ziggy's. Information's on the website. Raising rabbits for meat. How to keep the USDA away from your property. And believe me, once they get a foothold, they're like politicians. They're like a disease that's hard to get rid of. So we're going to talk about that. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, Springfield, Missouri, 5:30 tomorrow, right after the broadcast classroom. With me in the class today is senior USAPrepares.com instructor Richard Allen Miller. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He was a science advisor to radio broadcaster Art Bell. He's a close friend of Matt Stein's, and he and Matt Stein are going to be presenting a workshop in Nevada. We're going to talk about that in Reno, a little bit more on that later. And he was the lead Navy physicist at the Pentagon. And he is not afraid to tell us about the world of dangers concerning radioactive technologies. You know, we're using some of those technologies right now, such as nuclear power generation. Dr. Miller began working in the X-Files, the real X-Files, when he was in the U.S. Navy, SEAL Corp, in the 1960s, the late 60s. You would know him as Fox Mulder in the television series, The X-Files. And Dr. Miller, welcome.
Good morning.
Dr. Miller, you wrote the first six episodes, and I think our class would love to hear a few minutes about what this was really about, because the television series, which I own and I watch it all the time, I really love it, and I'm serious about that class, the FBI is portrayed as investigating the unexplained. But was it actually the FBI, or were there a whole bunch of investigators, or was it just the Navy, or what?
It always started with Navy technology. That's where it all started. Then Army intelligence was kind of a misnomer, and later CIA and NSA. But originally, it was old man DuPont and Navy intelligence, and he reported to Rockefeller. That's all changed now. It's a different structure with New World Order things going on. But originally, if it was technology, that was the property of Navy over the Marines or Air Force. They all had their fingers in the pie, and they all did elements of it. but most of that was for application. Basically, Navy, at the time of the 60s and the 70s, it was all about blue sky. Wide open. What? Where are we going with it? We did not know, and it was not important. What was important is the discovery. And once we were into that place, it was really interesting. That's where they brought people like me in to try to figure out what's going on. When normal universities hit a roadblock, then they would bring in a team, and we would figure it out, or not. In most cases, not, in case you're interested. You know, we caught flies, mouth open in disbelief. I have seen things. I have no idea what they mean. And I'm as good as it gets, and I have no clue. I don't know what that means. Is it alien? Well, you know, if anything can exist in your mind's eye, and we're only in fourth grade, what do you think? It's probably that and much more. That's what Whitley Strieber and MJ-12 was about. The whole idea that there's something more going on than we have a clue. And you never really knew. Because, like, even with myself, I had top secret clearance. I had vault permits. I could walk into certain vaults without a need to know. I was a reader. And I have no idea what some of the stuff was coming out. I've seen things. I don't have any clue what it means. I've seen a Sherpa walk up Mount Rainier barefoot. Now, how can we integrate that into making Superman? That's what we were doing, that kind of thing.
That was your job.
Yeah, paranormal. Primarily paranormal. Whenever it was outside the realm of physics, they would bring me in.
Let me ask you a really simple question. And I know a lot of our class is interested in this. Did we reverse engineer technologies that we found on this planet?
Well, yeah, of course. Yes, of course. Even Egyptian technology. I mean, we're trying to reverse engineer it, try to understand how it happened. You know, metaphor. And, of course, aliens or something more, time travelers. You know, you coming back and fine-tuning yourself, whatever. You know, it's all possible.
What I'm thinking of specifically would be the...
I love the way Merlin put it. Anything not specifically forbidden is mandatory.
Rick, I'm specifically thinking about the transistor.
You're just keeping you. We are right now witnessing a global event, and they're doing the presidential debates, and nobody's talking about it. And we're in the process of a weather change, a global weather event, one in history, at this very moment, and nobody is talking about it.
Well, actually, yeah, you're talking about...
You know, there it is, weather. But I don't know. Yeah. How's your water out there?
Well, you know, we've been talking about it for quite a long time here at USA Prepares. And I'll tell you why, Rick. The class knows that I'm a farmer. I raise black Angus beef, and I have a herd of cows. And that's what I do. When I'm not behind the microphone...
Okay, cool.
When I'm not behind the microphone, I'm on the tractor, in the backhoe, you know, I'm busy.
Was that called hemorrhoids?
Actually, no, you don't have to have hemorrhoids. It's not required. And there are things you can do to prevent it. But,
there you go.
But 40% of... 40%
I've been on tractors all my life. That's what I do is farm, too.
Yeah. 40% of Americans, according to Dr. Sheely, either have or will have hemorrhoids. But you don't have to have them. You can it's not mandatory. But anyway, Rick, I wanted to ask you about reverse engineering. Now, we got along with the vacuum tubes for a while, and all of a sudden we made a quantum leap from a vacuum tube to a transistor, and then it was really quick to an integrated circuit, and then it was really quick to surface-mounted devices. I mean,
that was the University of Delaware. That was Dr. R.B. Murray in solid-state physics, and he was Nobel Prize winner. Had a bunch of graduate students. I was one where we were doing forbidden zones. You ever hear? See, when I did my undergraduate work at Pullman, a part of my life being orchestrated by old man DuPont, they had a bullseye on me when I was in high school. And so I ended up at Washington State. I started at the UW, but I ended up at Washington State University. And they had this little-known professor called... Raymond Band, Dr. Raymond Band. He's from England. He'd written a book called Mathematical Physics, and his whole concept was about band theory and forbidden zones. And it started at Washington State University. And that is absolutely correct. That is, the gravity wave generator is also from Pullman, even though it's run by MIT and Caltech in Houston. That is owned by Washington State. That's where a lot of the basic first physics started in the universe. And then R.B. Murray was taking, you're going to refer to Roswell. I do not know if it was Roswell, Florida Everglades, or whatever. There was some access to Lucent Technologies, is one of the IBM and Sandia. They all were trying to understand how photoelectric cells would work. You know, they have a certain types of materials that were stretched on each other, and somehow the light caused energy to create like it does in photosynthesis. We now know how photosynthesis works too, by the way, and I noticed that nobody is talking about it in the media. Why is that? Photosynthesis is how everything works, and nobody's talking about it. You see, the physics is about 10 to 20 years before the public. That's what you do, is you set up concepts that then somehow integrate into Mopar, where it decompresses or decomposes like a battery. 9, 8, 7, 6.
Rick, when you're talking about
Remembering some of the things that we did in solid state physics, it was very interesting. Where did that technology come from? I don't know. My master's at Delaware was measuring in nanoseconds. That's 10 to the minus 9 seconds. I was near absolute zero. Rise times in electronics was 10 to the minus 6, so Tektronix had to create a special scope just for my master's. And I was measuring EK emission to VK center luminescence, differences of about 4 nanoseconds. And what I had to do just for my master's was write a band theory on how that all, the mobility process through the lattice. And we had, that was when we started discovering time. It was under patients. It all started solid-state physics and what they called were forbidden zones, event horizons, and precursor waves. That's where it all started.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We're going to name the names. We're going to talk about the DuPonts. We're going to talk about Lucent Technologies. We're going to talk about Murray Hill and more when we come back.
If you're not prepared, get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Getpreparedexpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Getpreparedexpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and Rick, Blue Sky, you talk about Blue Sky Science. Can you give us a, give the new students a sketch of what that means?
This is a topic that was covered in Emergent Mind Bulletin that you can find on the internet. It, Leon Sidorov was the editor. It is a collective of the best in the universe contributing. And basically, there was a brain drain in the 80s. Up to 78, I believe it was, 79 when I left the field, it, we would be researching things paranormal that we had no idea where they were going to lead, like time travel, things like that. We were hoping, we were guessing. You know, you had to be very careful, speculative, and going in on studying paranormal phenomena because we were realizing that often, you know, the bias, you know, there was bias in yourself, and you didn't know that. You wanted to believe, you know, like Molnar. And so you had to keep that balance always going. And but it was open, and funding was go for it. If it was interesting, they didn't care where it was going to go. They wanted it to happen. But in the 80s, that all changed, and then all research after that, even at SRI, was based on application. That was the difference between not knowing what paranormal was about and using remote viewing as a weapon. And so it all changed, and that was the difference of what came out of Emergent Mind Bulletin by a group of scientists, and they're all trying to say what actually happened. I think the crux of it was that it was open, we didn't know what it meant, and there was a gee whiz element still present in sciences. And then in the 80s it changed. That was about the time DuPont took over, not DuPont, Monsanto took over DuPont. Monsanto used to be under DuPont as a family, and now it owns those names. University of Delaware and was where a lot of very weird research took place. Yes, you mentioned some others. Sandia, some of the others. Murray Hill, yes. IBM. Those companies had scientists like me that would come in and run tests when nobody else could figure out what was going on. And mostly, I never figured them out either, because ultimately they never, even with my high-end security clearances, I was never given full disclosure, ever. You know, there were other people like me doing exactly the same thing I was, most likely.
I worked with a guy.
Yeah, you know, most likely. That's, you know, I had no illusions.
I worked with a guy when I was in banking, designing computer systems, and he told a story about how he worked for Northrop, and he had a very high security clearance. He was, at the mainframe level, and he was a computer scientist. And he'd get a call from, one of the engineers, and the engineer would say, "I need some help," and he'd say, "Okay, tell me about it." And he'd, "Well, I can't tell you on the phone." So he'd go over to the engineer's office, and he'd say, "Okay, so what's the problem?" And the engineer would say, "Well, I can't tell you. Your clearance isn't high enough." So here's a guy trying to fix a computer problem, trying to help the engineer solve a problem.
What year was that?
Oh, this was back in 1984,
85. There it is. See, that in the 80s, as opposed to the 70s, where it was not, they didn't have, that was something I noted last night on the radio, they didn't have a term called above top secret. It wasn't like that. You had classified, you had secret, you had top secret, that was an orange badge, and then you had green buttons on it that said vault permits, which made you above a two-star general. You could walk into certain vaults without a need to know. You could be above a two-star general. And basically, I was a reader, 3 days of the Condor, that guy. I had no idea what I was looking at, you know, at the time, but trying to connect dots. And they, when we were close, they would give us a little more rank. That more means, oh yeah, I came from the Florida Everglades, not Roswell, and that kind of thing. But I have seen things that I have no clue. There is absolutely no hesitation on my part to say there are aliens, and I would simply respond, how could there not be? And with that, the levels of technology and the way they jumped, I have watched Crossroads. Anyway, we'll talk about that later, where you had options like Nikola Tesla.
Richard Allen Miller's with us. We're going all over the map today. It's always interesting when he's in the classroom. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash.
Thank
God, you're
take my new gummy feet for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us today in the classroom. And, class, if you'd like to go to his website, it's richardallenmiller.com. Richardallenmiller.com. And let me spell that for you. Richard, and then Allen is spelled A-L-A-N. M-I-L-L-E-R. Richard, A-L-A-N, M-I-L-L-E-R.com. And if you'd like, you can go to usapreparis.com. In the health and medicine section on the bottom of page one, where it lists the instructors, you can find a link to Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and he developed superfoods for the astronauts and the Navy SEALs, and that's why he's in the health and medicine section. Dr. Miller, you've got an event coming up in Reno, and pretty soon.
Yeah, like I'm looking forward to it with Matt Stein.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about that. This is my coming out party, if you will. I'm basically on Thursday and Friday night, Matt and I will be speaking at various bookstores and doing some book signing. And then on Saturday, Matt does an 8-hour workshop on urban survival skills and how to survive with basics. We'll talk about the go bag. I'm actually going to bring my go bag. It'll be a little different than Matt's. I'll be assisting him. And then on Sunday, I'll be doing a 8-hour workshop on the way I trained Navy SEALs on how to be intuitive when you're in the middle of a bunch of zombies running around. You go right or left. The Navy SEAL had a protocol that gave them a 400 time better guess than if they tried to think it through with their logic mind, creating doubt, all the rest of it. And the system works, and that's what I'll be doing. I'll be doing a workshop exactly like I would when I was training SEALs.
Okay, let me see if I've got this right. So on Thursday, October...
We'll be at Sundance Bookstore, and my talk will be on mind control, current trends, or new trends in mind control, and their possible defenses.
Yeah, that sounds interesting, the defenses. Okay, so that's New Trends in Mind Control, the defenses. That's Thursday, October 11th at Sundance Bookstore, Reno, Nevada. And then Friday, you're going to be...
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble, okay.
And I will be doing a one-hour talk on my workshop, and Matt will be doing a one-hour talk on his workshop in the hopes that we'd have people take Saturday and Sunday from us. We have a bunch of registries already, I mean, from all over the United States. People are coming in because this is the first time that I'm actually going to do the course like I used to do and train Navy SEALs, and it'll be available to the public. I'm going to try to teach people how to, you know, have the same kinds of power tools that Navy SEALs did that made them superior than where they were prior to the training.
Rick, how do we get in touch with you?
There's lots of ways. My website, I'm available. You know, people can call me. I get a lot of calls, telephone calls. I'm available also on the Internet. My email address is rick@nwbotanicals.org, the creature under the bridge. That's how you get in touch with me. I'm also through my Internet. There's email there, all of that, you know. And I respond to everybody. I try to anyway. It's going to be a fun thing because Matt is way better in what he does than what I do. I have the larger worldview, but Matt's got some. His Foxfire skills are exceptional. That's why I'm honored to be working with someone like him, because taking what he knows and what I know, you can armor yourself pretty good.
Okay, Rick, do you want to give out a phone number?
Yes, okay. 541-476-5588. That's my home, so be, polite to me if you're going to call me. Be happy to
talk
to you.
Okay, so you can contact Rick at Rick, at R-I-C-K, at N-W, Botanicals, botanicals.org. Rick@botanicals.org. And he gave out his phone number. So if you'd like to get that, that's 541-476-5588. And please consider that he's in the Pacific time zone when you call.
Right now, we were going to talk about crossroads we have seen in physics. When I was doing solid-state physics under R.B. Murray, which, you know, most people would suggest came from Roswell, they sent me to MIT. I have a diploma on Nornand logic and fluidic devices. Back then, Corning had developed little chips of air pockets that worked as with Schmidt triggers and logic circuitry like we use, only working with puffs of air rather than electric current. The problem with solid state physics is that it's kind of like giving flintlocks to the natives when it's going to rain, i.e., in outer space. Solid state physics has a half-life of less than 8 years. That means when you're making chips, they are going to not work very well after a certain period of time. They're built in obsolescence. Their half-life is usually, for most solid state motherboards, is 8 years. And with with that said, that's with gamma rays and long, you know, different kinds of particles hitting it, causing lattice defects. And in outer space, without proper shielding, that's kind of not a very smart thing. You'll note that the alien technology, some of them that we were using, was using light, you know, with fiber optics, and that was another one that they was supposedly reverse engineered. And then also, you know, solar or transducers, you know, taking sunlight and converting it into electrical energy. With that, Corning had these puffs of air and used NOR NAND logic. That's NOR, not, rather than AND, OR, and NOT. You know, you've got AND, OR, and NOT in normal systems. It's either OR and NOT, and OR, NAND, NOR NAND logic, and that led to object-oriented software, which revolutionized data in the way it can place. And that's led then eventually to what we call quantum computation algorithms and how the soil is transferring information to the habitat consciousness. It's interesting, you know, most people don't really understand that some of this is our own discovery and some of it we're coming from Egyptians. How did they build that?
Rick, you mentioned
going on that are unknowns.
Rick, you mentioned
that. What does that all mean?
You mentioned the DuPont family. How important were they in the overall scheme of things? Can you?
They were number two in the world. They were the ones that were the keeper of the science, the keys. You know, they're a key master. That's the technology branch of reality. Technology is not, it's like a religion. It's not a religion, but technology is like a religion. You reach over, you click the switch, there is light, and it's good, you know. It's the technology part is where you have a mystery school. Most people don't understand how it works, like an iPod. That was something I mentioned earlier, too. It's really kind of weird the way people that would have their kids use iPods would also try to force on them creationism. We could go to that level, too, sometime. That doesn't make any sense at all. You know, I mean, how could kids that are using iPods also be taught creationism? What's wrong with that picture?
Rick, if DuPont was number two, who's number one?
Rockefeller. Rockefeller was always the banking system. It started with, Europe. But it was Rockefeller. Rockefeller at one point was the bottom line. He was. Rocky and the Boys. That was in the 50s and the 60s. That's when it all came around. And then, it changes. Players change. Right now, my guess is the current economic woe that we're all, experiencing was purposefully orchestrated to break China. And it appears to be working.
Are you talking about what I would refer to as the Sears Roebuck model? Let me tell you what that is very quickly. This is an old story. If you studied business in school, they tell you that, you know, Sears would want to have a tool. They'd go to a company and they'd say, geez, you know, we'd really like to have a screwdriver like this and we'd like to brand it Craftsman. And can you make the screwdriver for us? And the company would say, yeah, we can do that. You know, we can make let's say 1,000 units. And so Sears would say, that's great. And then the next year, Sears would say, you know, we'd like to re-up with you, but we need more. And the company would say, wow, that's really great. We're going to make more. So everybody's going to make more money. Well, then the next year or the couple years after that, they would ramp this company up to manufacture these screwdrivers to the point where the company would borrow like crazy. And then Craftsman would say, we don't need any more screwdrivers from you. And then that would break the company. And then Craftsman could pick up the company.
Well, Craftsman, kind of Snap-on, they all had their day. Capitalism has had its day. And really, the zeitgeist moving forward is all about, you know, we've had 400 years of monetary system. It hasn't worked, and it's time to move on.
Yeah, but Rick, what I'm saying is that the kind of the story that I was told, whether it be true or not, whether that story is true, is that the kind of scenario that we're talking about with China? Because we have ramped them up by buying all their stuff.
Well, what's happening is China's financially in trouble right now, and I don't know about you, but they own 50% of Grants Pass, Oregon. So with that, where I live, And that has been, they have encroached, and they are a massive monster. And in terms of, there's no due diligence or credibility. If you buy something from China, who knows what it's going to be, you know. And with that, that's one of the reasons I got out of the trade. I have literally come to live to see the day when the alternative medicine and the whole idea of alternatives has gone the way of big pharma. The whole thing's a mess. It's all about capitalism, greed, and power struggle. And right now, China was a monster. And what this current financial practice is going on, where Greece and now Spain are going to default, you know, is done purposefully to break China. China is in serious trouble right now.
Class, Richard Allen Miller. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and he's going to be at the Expo, Springfield, Missouri, November 3rd and 4th. You get a chance to meet him. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the Freeze-Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
But you know, I only have some of the controls. Alex has most of them. If you'd like to contact Dr. Richard Allen Miller about the Reno event with Matt Stein, book signings by Matt Stein and Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and then urban survival skills and the Navy SEAL training protocols, that would be Saturday and Sunday, coming up October 13th and 14th, you can contact Rick at rick@nwbotanicals.org, R-I-C-K at N-W, as in Northwest, botanicals.org. Rick, here's a, I guess, kind of an open-ended question. Has DuPont done more damage or more good to the United States of America?
I think, yes. I don't know. That one for a response. All of the above. You know, they invented plastic. Everything
right.
is overpackaged. And so
right.
now we have refuse piles. Not to worry, we'll come up with cold fusion. They have ways of breaking that down now using solar energy, just like in the movie, what is it called? I forget what it's called. It was a random movie that just came out that they have in Africa. They have these huge lenses that will take the sun and break down that stuff into basic type of fission, you know, burning it down.
Yeah. But what we're doing is we're not doing that. We're just putting it in landfills. We're burying it.
And we're waiting. It's like in the movie at the end of the, that movie. I can't remember anything anymore. I'm trying to think of a movie, The War of the Worlds, where, the man is destroying, as a life form, is destroying the earth. If you saw the soil, you know, we need to think about what we're doing. We need to have a relationship to things, you know, in our environment. It's not about sustainability. It's about, you know, appropriate technology and how to use it correctly so that we're not destroying things like the Amazon. You know, that you can see the color of the earth right now from space, and it's browner than it has ever been since Tony Van Zandt started that project with the Biosphere project, you know, the cloudless earth. And that project now is showing that this is 800 years. There has never been a drought in 800 years like we're currently, right now, this moment, in the middle of. Now, that could lead to the day after tomorrow. Probably won't go like that, but there will be global events because of this and what's going on with the sun. And so my guess is it's time for a lifestyle change, and people need to hone up on their urban survival skills, you know, water. How are you going to do water when there's no power and you can't pump it and the city isn't pumping? How do you get water? And how do you make sure you don't contaminate yourself in the way you're doing it? You know, there's people don't even think about that kind of thing. If your car stopped running and you're at the other end of town, who comes to whom? Your wife or you? Who finds the other? And where do you meet up? That house? That may not be very viable either.
Rick, you talked about water.
Plans, that kind of thing. Most people don't think about it until it's too late. And then you have East L.A. when they're out of food. That's a zombie land.
Rick, you talk about water. 3 days without water, and you're a goner.
And well, pretty much. You know, man needs pretty much a couple quarts a day, fresh water going through his body, just to keep everything moving right, including your bowels. And so when you talk about that kind of thing and you're not actually taking care of it, you should have a game plan of some kind in place. Sanitation, heat, or, you know, the ability to heat or cool yourself. There's all kinds of metaphors here, and it's on all levels, and it's a way of being with yourself. That's,
you know, Rick,
what we're really talking about. And that's what made Navy SEALs special, was that they tuned into themselves better, had those
skills. Rick, you and I are farmers, and because we're farmers, we know things go wrong all the time, and we have to plan for those eventualities, and, you know, we expect them, and that's why our lives are different from the city folk who don't have the same kinds of problems that we have. We have to take care of our own situations as farmers, and that's why we have this broadcast, USAPrepares.com, to teach you that you need to take care of your own destiny. I'm Ben Finelli. Richard Allen Miller, thank you so much. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.